Good morning. It's November 11th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. Create your personalized updates. Download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on the Vanguard Information Technology Exchange Traded Fund and its significant investment in leading technology companies. Citing data from The Motley Fool, the Vanguard Information Technology ETF offers an accessible way for investors to gain exposure to major growth stocks like Nvidia, Microsoft, and Apple, which together account for a considerable portion of the fund. As of the end of October, Nvidia's market capitalization exceeded $5 trillion, while Microsoft and Apple also hovered around $4 trillion each. This concentration of wealth among a few tech giants is reflected in the ETF, where these three companies represent over 20% of the S&P 500 and a striking 43.6% of the ETF itself. Investors can take advantage of dollar-based investing, which allows them to purchase fractional shares rather than whole shares, making it easier to integrate into their financial strategies. This is particularly appealing given the current price of the ETF, which is over $770 for one full share. While this ETF holds more than 300 stocks, a substantial portion of its performance is driven by the top 10 holdings, which include the likes of Broadcom, Oracle, and Salesforce. This kind of concentration can lead to increased volatility, but it also presents the potential for significant gains, especially in a sector that has been heavily influenced by advancements in artificial intelligence. Over the past decade, the Vanguard Information Technology ETF has delivered impressive returns, outpacing both the NASDAQ Composite and the S&P 500. This highlights the robust growth dynamics within the tech sector, driven in part by companies like Nvidia, which has seen its earnings skyrocket in recent years. However, investors should note that the ETF does not include some major players like Amazon and Tesla, which belong to different sectors. Those looking for broader exposure to mega-cap growth stocks across various sectors might consider other Vanguard funds. With an expense ratio of just 0.09%, this ETF remains a cost-effective option for investors looking to capitalize on growth in the tech industry. As the tech sector continues to thrive, particularly through innovations in AI, the performance of leading companies will be crucial for maintaining the momentum of broader market indices. Overall, the Vanguard Information Technology ETF presents an attractive opportunity for long-term investors willing to navigate the inherent risks of a concentrated portfolio.
This report covers EnviroGold Global Limited's significant debt retirement and corporate developments. A recent update from Globe Newswire indicates that the company has successfully eliminated approximately $10.2 million in debt, which includes around $9.1 million in principal and $1.1 million in interest and costs. This strategic move effectively clears all convertible and promissory liabilities from their balance sheet, a critical step as they advance toward commercializing their proprietary NVRO process. The Chief Executive Officer, David Kam, highlighted that this clean balance sheet strengthens EnviroGold's position for future growth. The conversion of convertible promissory notes, originally valued at over $4 million, was achieved by issuing more than 68 million shares at a price of 6 cents per share. Additionally, the company issued shares for interest and costs, further demonstrating their commitment to maintaining liquidity while reducing debt. In other corporate matters, EnviroGold announced the issuance of shares for various purposes, including compensation for financial advisory services and recognition of a former director's contributions. They also granted equity awards to directors and officers, linking incentives to performance metrics and operational milestones, which should align management interests with shareholder value creation. Furthermore, the recent appointment of new leadership roles, including a chief technology officer and a project manager, reflects their focus on driving growth and the commercialization of their NVRO process. Overall, these developments position EnviroGold Global as a cleaner and more financially robust player in the mining industry.
This report discusses former President Donald Trump's legal threat against the BBC over claims of defamation related to a documentary. According to Benzinga's latest report, Trump has demanded $1 billion from the British broadcaster, alleging that a recent documentary edited his January 6 speech to falsely portray him as inciting violence during the Capitol riots. Trump's attorney has accused the BBC of disseminating misleading statements that could harm his reputation. The broadcaster has been given a deadline to retract these claims or face legal action in Florida. This lawsuit threat comes amid a broader crisis for the BBC, highlighted by a leaked memo that raised concerns about biased reporting and editing practices within the organization. In response to public backlash, both the BBC's Director General and Head of News resigned, admitting to mistakes while still defending the overall integrity of their newsroom. Notably, the BBC chair issued an apology for the misleading editing, but denied any claims of institutional bias. This situation exemplifies Trump's ongoing legal battles with various media outlets, which have included previous actions against major publications like the New York Times and ABC News. His recent remarks on social media following the BBC resignations suggest his continued focus on what he perceives as media corruption.
This report examines SoftBank Group's recent financial maneuvers involving sales of stakes in T-Mobile and Nvidia to bolster its investments in artificial intelligence, as detailed by Benzinga. Insights from Benzinga reveal that SoftBank has raised over $15 billion through the divestment of its holdings in these two companies. In a significant move, the Japanese conglomerate sold its entire position in Nvidia, which consisted of over 32 million shares, for approximately $5.8 billion. This sale marks a strategic shift as SoftBank reallocates resources to support its ambitious investment in OpenAI, the company behind the popular artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT. Additionally, SoftBank partially divested from T-Mobile, selling about 40 million shares for around $9.2 billion. These transactions are part of a broader strategy to generate capital for future investments, including a planned follow-on investment in OpenAI, which is set to close in December 2025. In terms of stock performance, Nvidia shares experienced a slight increase before dipping in pre-market trading, but they have shown a strong year-to-date gain. Meanwhile, T-Mobile stock has struggled, reflecting a decline over the year despite a modest gain in pre-market activity. Overall, these developments underscore SoftBank's pivot towards artificial intelligence and the strategic realignment of its investment portfolio in response to evolving market dynamics.
This report discusses the rising interest in mutual finance and its pre-sale developments. Fresh reporting from Benzinga reveals that Mutuum Finance is entering a pivotal phase as its pre-sale approaches full allocation, generating significant excitement among traders in the decentralized finance sector. The project aims to create a decentralized lending protocol, allowing users to earn interest on their assets and borrow against their holdings. This system is built around smart contracts and features such as automated interest updates and predictable liquidation rules, designed to enhance the lending experience by reducing friction and increasing transparency. So far, Mutuum Finance has raised approximately $18.6 million and has attracted nearly 18,000 holders. These figures indicate a robust level of confidence in a project that is still in development, particularly as investors become more discerning about tokens that offer real utility. The pre-sale began at a low price of 1 cent and has seen a remarkable increase to 3.5 cents, reflecting a 250% rise. Currently, the sixth phase of the pre-sale is nearing full capacity, with about 95% of the allocation already filled. This surge in interest is underscored by a daily leaderboard that incentivizes participants with rewards, fostering ongoing engagement. The total token supply is set at 4 billion, with nearly 45.5% allocated for the pre-sale. Recent enhancements to payment options now allow investors to purchase tokens directly with a credit card, streamlining the buying process and inviting participation from both casual and larger investors alike. Looking ahead, the upcoming launch of the V1 testnet has investors particularly focused. Scheduled for the fourth quarter of 2025, this version will include several key features like a liquidity pool and support for major cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum and Tether. This confirmed timeline signals to potential buyers that Mutual Finance is on track for serious product delivery and growth. As the presale progresses and the launch approaches, interest in Mutual Finance continues to build, making it a focal point for those seeking new opportunities in the crypto space. With increasing activity and a clear roadmap, it appears that investors may want to act quickly to secure their positions before prices rise further.
This report covers Sony Group's strong fiscal second quarter results for 2025. In a statement, Benzinga shared that Sony exceeded expectations, with sales reaching approximately $21 billion, driven by ongoing demand for the PlayStation 5 and solid performances in its music and chip sectors. The company reported earnings of 35 cents per share, which was higher than analyst estimates. Notably, Sony announced a share repurchase program worth up to 100 billion yen, signaling management's confidence in their strategy moving forward. The Game and Network Services division, which includes the PlayStation platform, generated over 1 trillion yen in revenue, marking a 4% increase from the previous year. This growth was fueled by higher sales of the PlayStation 5, with nearly 4 million consoles sold during the quarter, a slight increase from last year. In the music segment, revenue surged by 21%, and operating income jumped by 28%. However, the pictures division faced challenges with a 3% decline in revenue and a significant drop in operating income. Meanwhile, the Imaging and Sensing Solutions unit showed impressive performance, with revenue climbing by 15% and operating income soaring by 50%. Overall, consolidated operating income rose by 10%, driven largely by the strength in the Imaging and Sensing division. Looking ahead, Sony raised its fiscal 2025 revenue forecast, now projecting approximately $82 billion, surpassing Wall Street's expectations. They also adjusted their operating income guidance upwards. Notably, the company expects the impact of additional U.S. tariffs to be less severe than previously anticipated. Following these strong results, Sony's stock saw a rise of 4.61%, reflecting positive investor sentiment.
This report discusses the innovative platform, Football Capital Markets, which allows fans to own tokens linked to football players' real-world performance. According to a recent report from Benzinga, this new digital marketplace is transforming how fans engage with football by enabling them to buy and sell player tokens, much like trading stocks. Fans no longer just place bets on matches, but can invest in the players they believe in. If a player performs well, scoring goals or maintaining a clean sheet, token holders receive rewards, creating a direct connection between a player's on-field success and the value of their token. This model resembles stock trading combined with fantasy sports, offering a more sustainable relationship where fans can hold assets that may appreciate over time, rather than losing everything on a single game outcome. The platform also introduces competitive elements, allowing fans to form teams and compete based on combined player performances. This unique approach not only gamifies the experience, but also turns football knowledge into a real economic opportunity. What sets Football Capital Markets apart is that it was developed by individuals with a deep understanding of the sport, including experienced players and professionals from the blockchain and sports industries. This background gives the platform credibility and access to key players, coaches, and football communities, which could help it gain traction among mainstream audiences. As traditional betting experiences remain largely unchanged, this platform offers fans a fresh way to engage with football, emphasizing ownership and long-term value. In a time when the intersection of sports and finance is growing, football capital markets could very well be the first of its kind to democratize access to football investment. This report covers Costamare Bulkers Holdings Limited's upcoming earnings release and conference call. In a new piece by Benzinga, the company announced it will report its financial results for the third quarter, which ended on September 30, 2025, before the market opens on November 14. They will also host a conference call that same day at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time, during which management will discuss the financial results. Interested participants are encouraged to join the call about 10 minutes early using the provided numbers, which vary depending on their location. Additionally, a live webcast of the call will be available on the company's website. For those who cannot attend, a replay will be accessible until November 21st. Costamare Bulkers is an international operator of dry bulk vessels, boasting a fleet of 37 ships with a total carrying capacity of over 3 million metric tons. This includes 6 vessels that the company has agreed to sell. The company is involved in chartering and has a platform for various shipping contracts. As always, it's important to note that the company has issued forward-looking statements regarding future performance, which may not necessarily reflect actual results due to uncertainties and external factors.
This report addresses the upcoming earnings release of Costamare Bulkers Holdings Limited. Globe Newswire analysis shows that the company plans to share its financial results for the third quarter ending September 30, 2025, on November 14, before the market opens. The management team will hold a conference call at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time to discuss these results. And interested parties are encouraged to join the call by dialing in 10 minutes early. For those who prefer to follow along online, a live webcast will be available on the company's website. Costamare Bulkers, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol CMDB, owns and operates a fleet of 37 dry bulk vessels totaling a carrying capacity of over 3,100,000 deadweight tons. The company also engages in various chartering and freight agreements, which are essential for its operations. As we look ahead to the earnings report, market participants will be keen to see how Costamare's performance aligns with industry trends and economic conditions affecting the shipping sector.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.